This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Iraq, being named after Saddam Hussein was once a matter of pride. But now, those who bear the name of the former dictator have found themselves subject to harassment. NPR's Kelly McEvers begins this report on a bus in Baghdad.
Can you tell us his name?
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
This bus driver does not look like his namesake. He's short and thin and wears dirty green coveralls. He barely has a mustache. In fact, he's so ashamed of being Saddam Hussein that at checkpoints, when he shows his ID, he prays that policemen won't say the name out loud. Iraq has hundreds, maybe thousands, of Saddam Husseins. Back in the day, if a child was born on the former dictator's birthday, the family might get money as a reward from the government. Nowadays, though, the name is so hated that a group of Saddam Husseins in Diyala province, just northeast of here, is petitioning the government to change their names.
It's me, Saddam Hussein.
This Saddam Hussein works as a security guard at a nursery school.
One day, I was in the street, and my father, he came out of the house, and he was calling me, "Saddam, Saddam, come over here." Of course, for me at that time, I did not even turn my face towards my father.
What else could I do, he says. I had to let people think my father was crazy. I had to save my own skin. Okay, if he could say his name for us. This university student also wants to change his name from the very Sunni Marwan to something that makes sense in his Shiite neighborhood and his Shiite family. Back during the sectarian fighting in Iraq from 2006 to 2008, a person's name could mean life or death. A Shiite in a Sunni neighborhood could be killed and vice versa. That forced many people to conceal or change their names. But it also encouraged some to choose controversial names. Muqtada, after the firebrand Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Musab, after the Sunni al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Khalid Hantush Sajid is a professor of sociology at Baghdad University. He says the sectarian fighting led people in Iraq to become more overtly religious.
But now they are start to change because the Islamic or wave it is coming down, down and down.
Now, he says, people are beginning to look outward and beyond Iraq's recent troubles to find their names. At this government hospital, a woman has to pay just 50 cents to enter. Then she can deliver a baby for free. Because many of the patients are poor women from mostly Shiite slums, many baby names are still religious and sectarian. But nurse Jinan Abdullah Hamid says that's changing. Families are choosing more neutral names.
Most of those people are
young couples, and you notice that sometimes they choose their babies' names from Turkish episodes or another foreign dramas.
In a room full of mothers who just gave birth, some have chosen religious names, sisters of imams or companions of the prophet. One woman, though, says she sees no reason to tell the world whether her baby is Shiite or Sunni, whether the baby supports one political group or another.
She's a girl.
Mm-hmm. And what's her name?
Noor.
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 Noor, which in English means simply light. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.